Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So we had this couple come in, and they're talking, they order a drink, and the waitress notices that the guy gets up and leaves, you know? So we didn't think anything of it, going to the bathroom out for a cigarette, whatever
sure.
It was. But he's gone now for like 25 minutes, and the girl's sitting there by herself. So the waitress goes over, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm just waiting for my husband to come back. So the husband starts in about maybe 10, 12 minutes later, and he's got a big bag in his hand. Mm-hmm. And he goes over to the table, puts the bag down, and starts taking takeout containers out of the bag from an Italian restaurant.
Not from your place.
Not from my place. No, he went to an Italian takeout place, and he got, you know, what else could you get there? It's got to be chicken franchise or veal marsala. It's the only two things they ever sell.
One of the two.
Yeah, so he's putting it out, and he says, well, that's yours here. Hold on, I got the sides. Hang on, there's some escarole over here, you know.
At the table in your restaurant.
At the table in my restaurant. So as luck would have it, we had a waiter who was kind of like an Italian stallion.
Right.
We used to call him my cousin Benny. So anyway, Benny actually took off for John Gotti's funeral because he was too upset to work.
Seriously,
yeah,
really?
He didn't go, but okay. He was too upset to
okay.
work. Yeah.
He's in mourning.
So anyway, turns out that Benny goes over and he says, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And the guy says, well, I'm eating. Can I get some napkins over here, please? So Benny comes over to me and goes, the guy's got a whole takeout menu there. He's like, he's eating chicken parmesan and veal franchise, the whole thing. What do you want me to do? I'm like, I'm stunned. I've never had to address this before, right? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Let's see how this plays out because, you know, they're into it already.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Up to his elbows in tomato sauce already.
Make some more bread, please.
Bring him the napkins. I don't know what to tell you. You know? Try and get a drink out of him at least.
Yeah.
You know? Can we get another you want another round? No, I'm good. You know? So they turned out they finished their takeout menu, didn't even put the stuff back in the bag, left everything there, and asked him for a check for the two drinks that he had in the beginning,
yeah.
And they left. Walked out like nothing happened. There was nothing wrong. What's the problem, you know?
Oh, my God.
So I have to be the only restaurateur in America who had somebody come into the restaurant with a takeout Italian dinner, sat there, ate the whole thing, yes. Ordered a drink, and left.
Take-in? Is that part
it was
of your
take
menu?
In, yeah, it was a take-in. hey, we're going to have take-in tonight. Where do you want to take it? Let's go to Shodell's place. He's too stupid to make a response. You know?
He's got a great take-in menu.
Yeah.